So in the latest episode of Living Proof, we have four guests on the podcast. I'm going to introduce them one by one for ease. We'll start with Vicky Hoskins.
Hello.
We also have Praise Adeyemo.
Hello.
And finally, we have Josh Jackson.
Hello.
And Dominic Bunnett.
Hi.
So the reason why we're here to have this conversation is because the first workshop in an ongoing I&I program, that program being New Equivariant Methods in Algebraic and Differential Geometry, as I say, the first workshop, which went by the title of Equivariant Methods in Geometry, was run concurrently here at I&I in the main seminar room and also broadcast to the University of Ibadan. I hope I've got that right. You can correct me on the nuances of what actually happened. But Vicky and Praise, we'd like to tell me a little bit about what happened and how it came about.
Yes, perhaps I could start, because when we first conceived of organizing the program, we wanted the first workshop to be at school, and we were thinking about having a joint school, primarily to broaden the number of people that could attend, but also to save on travel for people. And we were discussing various locations, but often there was a time difference. And then we realized that there was one continent where there isn't much of a time difference, and that's Africa. And so Francis Kerwin, who was the other organizer for this school, had some connections through Oxford, through Balazs Szendrói, and Praise, I think, was actually visiting Oxford at the time, and that was when this plan was conceived. So maybe Praise would like to say a few words about how the plan to work with him was conceived and how it all worked. But from our side, that was really our idea, to broaden the scope of the school.
Thank you very much. So I was visiting the Oxford University under the Abraham Ganeba project, so organized by Balazs. So, and I received an email from Francis that she would like to discuss the school with me. And he said, if I was interested, maybe we could discuss it. And I said, yes. So I was in the office with Balazs, and also Dominic also was around that time. So we were around and we discussed the possibility of organizing a school concurrently with the Cambridge at Ibadan. So, and it was really exciting at the same time, challenging, because we have not done something like this in Ibadan before, even though we are very experienced when it comes to organizing conference, international conference, but not simultaneously with a university outside the country. So I took it as a challenge, and also I when I got back to Nigeria, I discussed with the people at Ibadan the way to go about it, and they were well disposed to it, and we started working. That is how we began.
So how did it work, and what was the level of the interaction between the two centres during this week-long workshop?
We had, so the idea was that we were going to have some joint courses that were followed in both locations, and then some courses which were followed just in one location. And so we had essentially every day one lecture that was being broadcast via Zoom from each location. So Josh was actually lecturing every day from Ibadan to both the participants there and the participants in Cambridge. And then we had as well two other courses, one by Ali Krur and one by Harm Dirksen, that were being lectured in Cambridge and broadcast to Ibadan as well. And then on top of that, there were extra lectures and events in both locations. So maybe Praise would like to say a few words about, or I don't know, Dominic and Josh, about what happened in Ibadan.
Okay, so yes, first and foremost, Joshua and Dominic, they're very great to work with, because we look at the program after the registration, the date of registration. So we look at the participant at Ibadan. So and we saw that we are going to have a gross spectrum of participants at Ibadan. But some of them are well-established mathematicians. Some are early career, some are mid-career, some are postgraduate, some are PhD students. So we actually look at the way in which everybody will benefit from the workshop. So in order not to, because some of these courses that we propose for the workshop, they are in, they're advanced. So we talked about providing some background for us, for people at Ibadan, and have to follow some courses at the workshop. So Dominic decided to give a course on the modularized spaces and group action. So why I said it, I should give a course on the classical invariant theory. And that actually helped people to follow some of these courses. That is how we started.
Excellent, thank you. And Josh and Dominic, tell me, how did you find yourselves at the University of Ibadan, and how long were you there? And introduce yourselves a little bit as well, because we've spoken to organisers of this event, but I'm making a presumption here by the look of you, you're slightly earlier in your careers, perhaps. I don't know if that's fair to say. So tell me a little bit about yourselves.
So I'm a Harbron research fellow at the University of Sheffield. I should say that the Harbron Institute, they funded my travel. They like me to mention at every opportunity that they funded my travel to Ibadan. So I suppose it was quite a while before the thing actually happened that they suggested that Dom and I go. And well, Dom is much more experienced with this kind of thing, I think it's probably fair to say. It was a very new experience for me. And the experience of also being there as well as giving this lecture course was it was doing a lot of very interesting things simultaneously. But it was a fantastic experience. It was great. And Praise was wonderful to work with. And it was, I suppose, the best part of it was seeing particularly in Ibadan, how much everybody was getting out of it. Because as Praise said, that there was a very wide range of mathematical backgrounds in the audience. So we had to think hard about what would be the right way to make everything as good as it possibly could be for everybody. Because we had some people who were, we had at least one undergraduate there. We had people who had no background really in algebraic geometry, which is what I was talking about. We also had people who knew lots of algebraic geometry and had done, research projects in it. We had senior faculty from other areas of maths. So constructing something that would be really useful to all of those people was an interesting sort of puzzle. But it seemed to work out pretty well, I would say. I don't know what you think, Dom.
My name's Dominic Bennett. I'm a postdoc at the Technical University in Berlin. So Praise and I have been working together for several years, actually, since during the pandemic and lockdown. There was an online seminar organized by Praise and some other colleagues called the African Seminar in Mathematics, in which I gave a talk through other colleagues and contacts I know. And since then, we've kind of started working together, and we have a research project or two kind of which we work on. So we know each other and have known each other relatively well. As Prey said, we were both in Oxford at the time as part of this Abraham Ganibal project. Again, looking to kind of establish and secure research connections between African universities and mathematicians and us here in Europe. From the inception, it was always a very exciting prospect to have this kind of joint venture going on, and the format that we landed on, this kind of having courses kind of two-way traffic, right? Courses coming out of Ibadan and coming out of Cambridge, going both ways, which was a really exciting format, and one which worked really, really well, actually. I think it's a really exciting kind of structure and format which the kind of I and I have stumbled on in organizing this thing, actually. So I think it's a very exciting thing. So for me, being in Nigeria, it's my first time in Nigeria. I've been involved with African mathematics and mathematics in Africa for some years now, but it was my first time in Nigeria, first time visiting Praise at his home university, which was also great. So we got to catch up and talk about some mathematics around the busyness of what it is to run and lecture in a workshop. It was very exciting, a very interesting experience, and very fruitful.
Yes, I'd like to ask about the results of it and the fruitfulness. I know it's very premature to ask about that kind of thing, but I'm sure there are hints there. But first of all, I think one thing that many people listening may be asking themselves is, how easy was all this to do? Because by the sounds of it, a lot of natural connections all came together, and that's how this collaboration appeared. But for anyone wondering, could I do a similar thing? Could I connect a research meeting I'm organizing with an African university or a university anywhere else in the world? What would you say to them? Is it something which came quite naturally and was quite straightforward? Is there any advice you would give for running this kind of collaboration?
I think it really helped that we had this connection with Praise. And so, I mean, working with Praise was very easy and really great. So that was the most important thing. But then I think actually the logistics of organizing things was not so complicated. I mean, we had to agree on the schedules and things like this, which I think anyone could do, and find people to send there, which luckily we already knew Dominica had a connection there. So that was great. And then the other thing was, we needed to source some funding to send Dominic and Josh over to Ibadan. And so the Heilbronn Institute funded Josh, and the Clay Mathematics Institute funded Dominic. And the Isaac Newton Institute also provided funding to help with the running costs, which was really important, and sent over some stationery, some lanyards, which made it feel more of a joint conference. I think everyone in Ibadan was happy to have the Isaac Newton Institute branded stationery, and felt really like that they were part of the conference. So that part was relatively easy, I would say. And I think you just need enough time to be able to plan this. So, and ideally to have a connection with someone there already, that really helped. I think that was really the catalyst.
And Praise, as Josh mentioned, it was a very diverse group which you'd gathered together at your home institution. How did it go down from your point of view with them? What were the feelings during and afterwards? How successful was it for you?
Oh, great. Because at the end of the program, so on Friday, so we asked people to comment freely about the program. And they were really excited. They expressed their appreciation and also the kind of knowledge they gained for the program. And also we made the program very engaging, not only to further courses, but also to engage in projects. So some of the pastoral engaging projects, big thanks to Dominic and Josh, and also to Vicky and Francis, because we made the book prize available. So we gave to them a prize, and the pastoral prize, and the book prize, and they were really happy. People really enjoyed it, and some of them are actually working on some of the projects together.
That's great to hear. That's really positive. And so that fits into the question I mentioned earlier, I suppose, which is, well, that's very early days. Do you guys feel in general, this is a question for all of you, do you feel as though there is the potential for new collaborations based on this kind of interaction?
I would say so. I mean, I think probably for me, maybe the most rewarding part of all of it was talking to the younger people, and the sort of level of keenness that was present in the room was really a wonderful thing to be met with. People were very, very interested in what we had to say, very interested in asking questions. I think that was an indication for me that clearly we were doing something right. And there are a few people who've, you know, been in touch since by email. One person in particular who was, it turned out, sort of quite interested in and knowledgeable about things which are connected to my research. So I've sort of put them in touch with one of my collaborators. So we're going to have a chat and see if there's, you know, maths we could do together. So from my point of view, I would say, you know, that forging these connections is sort of maybe the most important lasting outcome of it. And from that point of view, I think it was pretty successful.
Yeah, I mean, I'd second all of that. Just to kind of emphasize one aspect of the kind of day-to-day in Ibadan, as part of the workshop, we had these mini projects, as Praise mentioned, and several of the participants came forward and they gave talks about questions they're interested in, things there, and things they're researching at the moment. And this opens it up to, I mean, what we all like so much about these workshops, which is an opportunity to see what other people are working on, see connections with your own work. And so this worked really, really well. And again, as Praise and Josh have both said, as kind of prizes were awarded for the best talks and projects. and solutions to the problems posed in the project. And that's been one really, really lovely thing. So it was a book called Complex Algebraic Curves by Francis Kerwin, who's one of the organizers of this workshop, which were then kind of signed and issued as prizes. And it's a book which I learned from, and I hold it very, very dear to my heart. So it's very, very nice to have already emails from students that we met who are now working through these books about things going on. So yeah, that's been one really kind of concrete thing, which, you know, kind of legacy of this legacy of the workshop. And the other thing is interactions between research mathematicians. So Praise and I already have a project which will soon come to an end, and there are many questions leading on from that, which Josh Praise and I, over the weekend following the workshop, once things had calmed down, we've kind of taken a deep breath, and yeah, we started discussing ways for this to go forward. So this is another kind of very clear legacy, which is you know, as happened as a result of the workshop.
Great answers. That was very comprehensive. Thank you both. It's interesting to note, I think, that during the pandemic, I&I and lots of other research centres had to make all of their activities virtual, which was done with great speed and you know, a lot of success. However, since in-person meetings have become the norm again, it's been realised how effective they are and how preferable they are. But counter to that, everything we're talking about here wouldn't have been possible unless you were streaming between these two locations, and aside from the fact that you, Dominic, and Josh were there in person, this was mostly a virtual exchange. So it's actually very inspiring, I think, to hear how effective that can be when it is the only option, as in this case. So I don't know if there's a question in there, but it's an observation. I don't know if you agree with.
Yeah, I think exactly the fact that it was really jointly run was a benefit to both sides. I mean, because people got to see a little bit of both sides from both locations. So that was really great. And it also meant that, I mean, the running costs were relatively manageable, because you only have to send out two speakers and then we just broadcast one each day. So that was really a great thing. And I think from that perspective, I think it is something that could easily be replicated in the future, because there are many Isaac Newton Institute programs which run for 6 months and usually start with a school. And then depending on the topic, if you could find a partner to work with, that would be a great thing to do again. So I hope it is replicated.
Yes, it's the finding of the partnership that seems to be the catalyst here, isn't it? Because that was already available to you. I think you said at the beginning of the conversation, it was a connection that already existed with one of the organizers. But yes, Praise, I don't know if you're planning on reaching out to other organizations, or if you'd like to repeat this with this same group of researchers or other I&I programs. But if you have any other plans, do let us know.
Yes, so thank you for the question. So I think that we want to do this again. It's very important that we keep the tempo, we let the momentum running. So, and I discussed with the people in the departments, so the head of the department, senior people, so they've already agreed that we can maybe continue this yearly, maybe it is possible, or quarterly if it is possible. So, and also some of our faculty members also talked about what about other aspects of mathematics, not necessarily algebraic geometry. So, because people here, they do functional analysis, they do financial mathematics, they do the dynamical system. People are in lay groups and lay algebra. So we have people in different areas too. So, and we are actually open to this program. So we get every year. In fact, if you can sign an MOU with INI, so that would be nice. We are very happy to continue to have this connection with my collaborators.
That's great to hear. Thank you very much. Are there any other questions which I've missed out? Is there any other point which anyone would like to address before we draw our conversation to a close?
Maybe I'd like to just add something on this, as you say, this kind of catalyst for making these kind of things possible, which is that we have a kind of extensive networks existing already with people ranging across all kinds of mathematics, as Praise said. We have now an Ibadan connection with people doing all kinds of mathematics there. And so the the way to find this connection and catalyst is to just reach out, and now I and I can put you in touch with any one of us or a number of other people, and we can, like, this is certainly something which is possible, and there's a lot of existing infrastructure out there which it just will take an email or two to tap into, and so I can just really highly recommend kind of try and keep the, if you know you can keep these things in the forefront of your mind, we can make it happen.
And also, so I need to thank Vicky, Francis, for, because it was at the last minute, because we nearly got into trouble, if not for the intervention of Vicky, so that we could be able to get funding, because funding was really key to this to this program. So, and she really helped us make sure that things work out fine and we could set things forward. So I must say thank you, Vicky, for this good job done for us. But thank you so much.
Well, we were glad to make everything run smoothly. So we were really happy how everything worked out. And it was a pleasure working with you, Praise.
Oh, well, thank you very much, everyone, for such a pleasant atmosphere to end our conversation on and throughout. A real pleasure. I hope that's been interesting for any listeners who are now inspired to do similar things or who were already considering doing similar things. I feel like doing the same myself. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day.
Great. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.